What's up, AfterBuzzers? We are back with the Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show. Here on AfterBuzz, we are about to discuss Season 9, Episode 10, Uncharitable Behavior. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Founders Day.
This is not my Founders Day.
I know, it was a couple of days ago though. I know it was. It's like Founders
Week. What's up, guys?
I love this song.
I know. You hear this Childish Gambino? Yep. I love Childish Gambino.
Can it be I'm falling in love?
That's what it sounds like.
That's what it sounds like, right?
I know. I love this song. Actually, this album, we were just talking about it, it's really good. Yes. It's a lot different than Childish Gambino's previous albums.
See, I haven't became a Childish Gambino fan.
Oh my god, I'm
I've listened
huge.
To some songs, but I haven't like so listened good. Enough to become a fan.
Oh yeah, I'm yeah. huge.
He's very Childish smooth. Gambino.
Yeah,
old school.
He can do everything. Like, he can rap, he can sing,
act. He can act.
He yeah. can write, he can do everything.
Speaking of that, did Triple y'all hear threat. That Atlanta is not coming back until 2018?
Yeah, because he's going to write a bunch of other
he's in a
shows.
Movie. He's in a current a movie that he has to like.
Oh, is that is that what
role.
He's doing?
Yeah,
okay, because
sure
I heard he's
though.
Also going to write a bunch of other shows for FX.
Well, I think he's preparing for his role in Star Wars. But if yes. he's smart, I think he should bring it back. You can balance both. I mean, it's plenty of successful
so
actors out there
do.
That do TV
Taraji.
Shows, sitcoms, and movies.
Mm-hmm, I know.
So if he's smart enough, you know, especially with them winning big at the Golden Globes, hopefully yeah. he'll bring it back next year.
Yeah,
I know.
Because Taraji. I haven't. Have y'all seen Hidden Figures?
Yes.
No,
yes,
I haven't
yes.
seen it yet.
Is she gonna win an Oscar? I heard the acting was that good.
I don't know if she's gonna win an Oscar, but I think she may be nominated.
Get nominated. Okay.
Yeah.
Now so Viola like Davis from Fences, she's probably gonna end up winning.
I heard
an Oscar.
She out Denzel.
Really?
And
yeah. Oh my gosh, that's yeah. so hard to do.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. Well, what's up, guys? We are back. Here with the Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show, and we are about to get ready to discuss Season 9, Episode 10, Uncharitable
yes.
Behavior. I'm your host, Jesse Zahner. You can find me on all social media at Athletic. And here are my other beautiful hosts.
Hi,
tell
guys.
Them where they can find you guys.
Mo Classified. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Mo Classified.
What's up, y'all, everybody? It's Jay Hart. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at It's Me, Jay Hart.
Okay,
definitely.
So yes. let's get right into it. So Phaedra is preparing for her
pop-up shop.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we see her and Aiden just putting together shirts and like tie-dyeing things.
Yeah.
And she's kind of explaining to him.
What philanthropy
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was cute to
yeah.
me.
The importance
he was all
of it.
For it.
Yes.
I know. He was so cute. He's so smart.
Yes.
It's like, what kids...
You start him off
we
young.
Realized that when Portia was babysitting.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
know?
Yeah. I know. He was outsmarting her.
Yeah.
Right.
You gotta train a child while they're young. So
right, right.
I'm like that she's preparing him early on.
Yeah. So they're getting ready for that. And in the meantime, mm-hmm. Sheree is just kind of... I mean, all the women are really busy right now. Because Sheree, in the meantime, is just... getting her house ready. She's
yeah.
looking at
wallpaper, yeah.
Yeah, wallpaper to put on the walls of Chateau Charest. And mm-hmm. while she's there,
look
an old
pops
friend
up.
Pops up.
Marlo.
Yep,
yep, yep.
So what did you guys think when you saw Marlo?
Marlo?
I didn't think too much about it, yeah.
I mean, I think she was there specifically for this episode to put... you know, Kian in her place.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to kind of start her off in a specific scene that was, like, right up her alley, which is interior designing.
Right.
You know, so I think, you know, it's just all kind of set up for, you know, from there, because her and Sheree is already, I've always been good friends, so.
Well, I don't know if we want to skip to that, but I think she did put Kenya in her place, actually,
yeah.
in my opinion.
So here's my question before we get there. Do you think Sheree, like, purposely set this up, or do you think
so.
Producers behind
think
the
so.
Scenes are like, do this? Because Sheree has been kind of a shit stirrer.
I think it's a little
season.
Bit of both.
This season, correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think
needed,
it's a little of both.
Yeah, they needed some, you know, spice to add on to a lot of these episodes, because it's been, you know, kind of... you know, dry lately. So
mm-hmm.
to add, you know, some extra layer of drama, I feel like Marlo was the perfect person to do this. But I think, you know, Sheree, you know, she probably had an input in it, because I'm not going to say Sheree's been defeated in her arguments and conversations with Kenya,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like she needed a little help on the side. So why not get one of Kenya's old friends, who's now her enemy, to, you know, partake in this special episode?
Yeah.
Can we get the live feed? please?
Yeah.
But yeah, what you think?
Yeah, I feel like Sheree has been just like trying to stir shit up. I mean, I'm not against it because I think it's funny to some extent, but so just like you were talking, you feel like Marlo put Kenny in her place. Well, Sheree invited Marlo to the pop-up shop. And I feel like she knew that she was getting her in this situation where Kenya was going to be there, Marlo was going to be there, they could confront each other.
I mean, but I feel like Marlo knew what she was getting into as well. So, you know, just as a mature adult, if you don't want to go there, you didn't have to come.
Right.
Obviously, she wanted to go there.
Right.
But I feel like she didn't go there as much as she could. And like I said, I feel like she put Kenya in her place. She kept her composure. I feel like she put her in her place differently or more than the girls that actually have peaches.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like when they have confrontation with Kenya, they, like, get out of control. And, like, they let Kenya, like, pull them into this character that, you know, is not really them or where they shouldn't go. You know, they let Kenya win, you know, because they're just, like, all out of character, all out of composure. And I feel like she kept her composure. She spit nothing but facts.
Mm-hmm.
And Kenya was almost, like, tongue-tied.
Yeah.
It's a time and a place to have these type of conversations.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I was wondering. Do you think Kenya kind of kept her cool? Because Kenya's really good at manipulating people and getting under their skin. And she really couldn't do this here because they were...
Like I said, she spit nothing but facts. So I feel like she was tongue-tied. Like, she couldn't, you know, manipulate her.
So you think if they were somewhere else, Kenya wouldn't go at her harder? And
no,
get her
I feel like
her
she still would have went at her harder even at this event. It's just that she couldn't.
She couldn't.
Yeah.
Because Marlo.
I feel like it had nothing to do with the event of why Kenya didn't manipulate her.
I mean, I think Soli had, you know, like I said, it's a time and a place to have these conversations. Mm-hmm. You know, this is Phaedra's, you know, charity event for Flint, Michigan, so therefore, you know, just be respectful of, you know, the cause.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact there was kids in the building, so, you know, it is a time and a place to have these type of conversations, but I feel like both women, they handled it, you know, like ladies, and they were very classy about it. You know, they both, you know, I guess, I don't want to say they respect each other's opinions, but they both expressed how they felt.
Right.
Yeah.
Or whatever, but I just felt like, you know, Kenya should never approached, you know, Marlo about the situation.
Right.
But I think Kenya felt a certain way because Marlo walked right past her, didn't show her any attention or anything like that. You know, in my opinion, I think Kenya is an attention seeker.
And then imagine if Kenya wouldn't have approached Marlo. Like, she was obviously there for a reason.
Right.
So, like, what would have been the case or the situation or the confrontation if Kenya wasn't the one to pull her to the side? What would have happened then, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Would she have made a big, you know, scene to make Kenya, you know, have to speak to her or have to confront her? Or would she have stayed quiet the whole night? Like, what do y'all think would have happened?
Gosh, I don't know. I mean, I think if Kenya didn't go, you know, say something to Marlo, I think Marlo would have eventually approached her.
You think so?
I think so. You don't think so?
No.
Because she's, Marlo like, classy,
was,
like...
Marlo was like, I mean, she's... Okay, when it comes to, like, first of all, Marlo knows the type of person that Kenya is. She clearly called her Nene Jr.
Yeah.
So, you know, she wants attention. So I think Marlo, she knows how to play that role. Marlo went straight to Sheree to help her out with this situation. Like I said, it's a time and a place for this. I think if Kenya would have never approached Marlo about the situation, they would have never had that conversation at that point in time. So,
but
I
why
think,
was she there? I don't think she came for no reason. I
feel Marlo?
Like,
I mean,
would
have.
She
was
there. They would have.
I mean,
come on. We know the producer set this up for them to have that conversation.
Of course. But, I mean, Marlo knew Kenya was there. So my thing is, do you agree with what Marlo's saying, too, about Kenya... like having a status of friends, like they've been friends for 3 years, but she's gonna have Nene come to her birthday party, not even invite Marlo.
You know, I just think these women are extremely sensitive.
Yeah,
you know, it's very childish. It's almost like high school, in my opinion. You know, it's like, oh, you didn't invite me, we're not friends anymore.
Right.
And I think, you know, first of all, Marlo is trying to find her way into getting a peach, and you know, you know, to try to give another role on this show. So I think it's just the situation dealing with. You know, Kenya, I'm not going to say she seems like she's the HBIC, you know, of this season, in this season of Real Housewives, but I think it's more so like, you know, Marlo is trying to put her in a place because she feels like she may be stepping up to take Nene's place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how Nene was kind of like that lead person. It seemed like now it's Kenya or whatever. So I think Marlo's like, you need to sit down somewhere. Let me put you back in your place. So I think it's that whole type of situation.
Okay, well, I don't think Kenya has a hierarchy because I feel like all the girls technically could, you know, be like worthy friends. Like, I feel like they're all on the same status. So I don't feel like she necessarily has a hierarchy.
Well, it's like anytime a person gets under your skin or if they can make a person react in a certain way, you have power.
Right.
So I think
so what do you mean by that? Like, Nene, what are you getting at?
Nene used to get, like, under a lot of people's skin. A lot of people had issues towards her. So that's what made her the more popular cast member.
Right.
So Kenya is in a similar situation. I mean, she gets under the girl's skin. She's very shady. And on top of that, she's dealing with this Matt situation. So, you know, people know who she is. She is kind of like that top person. Right. She's at the top tier of, I feel like, the women.
Well, that could be true now that you say that. And then me thinking about who she's closest with, which is Cynthia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's probably closest with Cynthia because she knows Cynthia is close with Nene. So it's like, how can I get close to Nene, or how can I become more like Nene, you know, to like eventually get to Nene's stature?
I'm sure she took some notes.
Yeah, I do. No, I mean, my opinion on Kenya has been changing over the season, but I do think that she always was trying to be friends with Nene. Like, there was always something no matter what Nene said to her, Kenya always, like, wanted to be friends with her. So I do see where Marlo's coming from. But let's switch over from Kenya and Marlo to what happened with Kenya when she got home to her house.
Yes.
Okay.
Can we start out with this dramatic music, though? The music was just out of control. I felt like I was watching a Lifetime movie.
Right, or the stories. Granny's story.
They keep doing that. They did that there. This and then so later sad. In the episode with Cynthia when she was leaving the house.
Yeah, all the memories.
I'm just like,
it's ridiculous.
Right, like, I know.
Come on.
But I don't know. I feel like I might have said this last week, but they show us the reactions to Matt.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't show us what Kenya did to make him react in that way.
Mm-hmm.
This particular case, I just feel like he shouldn't have reacted that way regardless. Like, no matter what she did, you shouldn't be back in her house breaking her windows, car windows, garage windows, house windows. Like, it's not that serious, you know?
Right.
Although I've been like Team Matt since day one, just because I feel like we don't see, you know, a lot of the things that Kenya does to provoke him. I don't condone violence, you know, and I feel like this is a sign of mental abuse, you know, which is a serious issue. I think it's more so like, you know, you don't terrorize a person's house or their belongings just because you're frustrated. So I think it does show a, you know, immature side of Matt. But at the same time, I don't want Kenya to fall victim in this situation, feeling like, oh, okay, you know, the reason why he's doing it is because he's hurt. Right. You know, he's been through some things. And, you know, I feel like a lot of women fall short in that type of situation just because, I don't know if it's necessarily because she can't find a man. So, therefore, let me just deal with Matt because, you know, he's giving me attention. I do love him, because you shouldn't settle for that if a person is making you feel afraid, if you feel threatened.
She said she feels obligated to help him.
That's what I'm saying. No, you cannot help a man. You cannot change a man. He has to change himself. Whatever he's traumatized by in his childhood is stuff that he has to work on in his own personal life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but on the celebrity, what is it? The couples therapy? Couples therapy.
Couples therapy.
I know the therapist has said to one of the women, she was like, we always tend to choose the birds with the broken wings because we think the birds with healthy wings are going to fly away. So I feel like that's what King is going through right now.
And
she doesn't feel worthy enough.
Well, and that's kind of what you said, too. Didn't you say something about she doesn't feel like there's nobody else around?
I think so, too,
The thing is, I know, I feel like she loves him dearly.
Yeah.
But, you know, he clearly has... The thing is, like, Kenya has to work on herself as well. They both have a lot of work to do, which is why I feel like it's really not going to work until they work on themselves as individuals.
Right.
But at the same time, like I said, I just don't condone him, like, terrorizing her place the way he did. You know what I'm saying? Because her place is already falling apart.
Right.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. It wasn't put together, you know?
So it's like, he definitely got to put a stop to that. You know, there's no way to get a woman's attention.
They just need to leave each other alone.
It's a toxic relationship.
Stop holding on to each other. Both of y'all go your separate ways.
It's toxic.
And then she didn't even want to do the restraining order.
Right.
She's like, I decided not to, and I don't know what's going on with him, but until I figure out what's going on, then I'm just going to leave him alone. No,
Kenya,
you don't even need to figure out
Matt.
What's going on. Like, you just need to walk away.
Right. Well, so it's interesting because she gets some advice from Candy just over the phone when she returns home, and Candy's like, you know, what would your father do? And she says, he would tell me to get a restraining order.
Right.
But she ends up not doing that, and then she also goes to see Phaedra, and they have a conversation, and...
Dramatic.
Yeah, so, you know, Phaedra talks about how her and Apollo had a lot of issues, but once you're married, things things get even worse.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay.
And, you know, we went through counseling and we did this, this, and this. And she says, Kenya, do you love this man? And she says, yes, I do. And she says, well, you know, make sure you're safe. But she almost gives her the advice of make sure you try everything before you give up. That's what I felt like she was saying to Kenya. What did you guys think of that conversation that they had?
I feel like, in hindsight, you know, Phaedra already going through her divorce right now, was actually saying get out of the relationship. I don't think she was saying stick with it. I feel like she was saying your safety is more important than anything, and I don't want you to think or be blinded by love to feel like you have to stay in this relationship. And, you know, I feel like a lot of people learn through hindsight as far as, like, what they went through in relationships or what they feel like a relationship or a man's role in their life or a woman's role in their life. Just in hindsight, period, you just learn a lot. So I feel like Phaedra was actually giving her, like, good advice, like, don't think that you have to stay, you know.
Yeah.
But I was also thinking, like, Kenya, you know, so drama for
yes.
Like, is she going to take any of this advice serious? Is she going to use it? Is she going to apply it?
Right.
Or is she just going to run back to Matt like she's been doing this whole season?
The whole dramatic pause she did before she even opened up about
it
was ridiculous.
Made Phaedra like, what's
like,
going
what?
On, girl?
What, is she about to break off into a monologue?
Starts tearing
and
up.
Then, like,
yeah.
in her little testimonial, she's like, I know we're supposed to be going to Flint. And
yeah.
I know we're supposed to be donating, so I don't want to bring
it's
this
ridiculous.
Up. No, that's the main reason you came to Phaedra's office. Like, you could have went to her house, or you could have met up with her somewhere else, but you came to her office because you wanted to talk about this.
Aside from that, I love when she gets to the office, and the guy's like, oh, hi, how are you? And she's like, Kenya Moore. He's like, oh, Kenya Moore? I'm like you didn't know who she was when she walked in the door.
Like, you work like, for a housewife. You need to know all of the cast.
But I do like the fact that Phaedra was vulnerable enough to open up about some of the issues she faced with Apollo.
Yeah,
you know, because especially to Kenya, you know, they both we know they didn't they never had like a perfect relationship.
Exactly.
So for her to even be at a place to, you know, try to help out and be professional and also, I guess, a friend or whatever situation they have going on, to be a good person about it and express how, you know, the things that she went through, which is kind of very similar to what Kenya is going, I thought that was amazing.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think Kenya appreciated it too.
I hope
definitely,
she appreciated
it.
You know, some Kenya is so
shady.
She
didn't have to be like that. Phaedra didn't have to, you know, be as open or as
she
receptive as she was. Especially like, you know, like you said about their relationship, it's not that good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a big deal, you know.
Yeah.
Kenya and, no, not Kim, sorry, Phaedra and Kenya in the same room having a conversation.
I know.
About men.
A mature
about
conversation.
About similar situations.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's growth.
Right.
It is.
What y'all think about it? Oh, I can't see y'all. Sorry.
I know. Can we get the feed possibly?
No, I mean, they definitely have grown since
the
time where we saw Kenya and Apollo kind of like flirting with each other, which I was really upset at the time about. But now I'm starting to come around to Kenya.
I love it.
I feel like
you're coming around to Kenya. No,
I actually am coming around to Kenya. So it's so
you're coming around to Kenya. What do you mean?
I'm starting to like really feel bad for her. Like I used to be like,
She don't feel bad for herself.
So for the longest time, I used to feel like she was creating everything.
She
but honestly, sorry, you viewers are getting into my head right now.
No, I love it. Listen, that's your opinion. I love it.
No, but the thing is like I talk to people every week that watch our show, and there's some people that really like Kenya, and I'm always like, what is it that you guys like about Kenya? And now I'm starting to really, you know, feel for her. And
don't let her manipulate you.
I know.
Don't let her
brainwash you. So the other thing is Candy. So I've always been, Candy's always been my girl. Like from the very, from season two on, like I've always really like respected her opinion, because I thought she was like the most down to earth girl. So even she is like coming around to Kenya and offering, you know, if you need anything, you can stay here.
Yeah.
You can stay at the house.
She didn't mean it though. That was just a nice
Kenya,
thing to say at the time.
It's a shady show, yeah.
But Candy has been really good to Kenya this season. So, anyways, Candy says, you know, you can stay here if you want. Kenya shows up at the house and takes it pretty seriously. And she's like, hey, where's my room?
Pretty serious.
Where's my room?
And invited someone else to live there as well.
So then they hear a ring at the door, and Cynthia shows up. And Candy's like, oh, I didn't expect you to be here. I had no idea you were coming. And Candy's
that was
like,
shade
I invited
too.
Her.
Like, oh.
If this is for real, this is hilarious. But anyways, Kenya invites Cynthia to come stay at Candy's house. Because Cynthia needs a place to stay because she's now homeless because she's moving out of her house and she doesn't know if she has the lake house. So what did you guys think of that?
I feel like
setup?
Cynthia should know better. Like,
These women in their house,
you
issues.
Know, as grown as all of them are, it's like, Cynthia, you should call Candy before just like taking Kenya's word at the fact that you're gonna come stay at Candy's house. Like, why wouldn't I call Candy and say, Candy girl,
you should sure she was coming.
Yeah. Both of us over there?
Yeah.
They had that set up. Come on now. Candy lives in a gated community. You have to put your name in to security in order to even get inside of the gate.
Right. But I feel like Cynthia, I don't know, she just knows better. Like, that's not Cynthia's, you know, character. Like, to just pop up and just be like, all right, I'm here, girl.
I don't think it's necessarily Cynthia. I think it was Kenya. Kenya should never invite anyone without getting permission from
But Cynthia knows Kenya better than that, to know, like, girl, you can't just be inviting me to Candy's house. Like, she should know to, like, check with Candy. Even if Kenya did tell you, yes, come to Candy's house, girl, she's inviting us to live with her because we're both homeless.
That's ridiculous.
No.
But the thing is, Cynthia showed up and she acted like it was, like, no big deal.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think Cynthia's like that sleepover. Type of usually she's more, like, you know, cautious, you know, or conscious.
These women do not care.
That's why I think that was just,
I'm just
like
trying to see why
up.
They haven't. All of them are having so many house issues. What's going on
what
in Atlanta?
I know.
Is it that hard to purchase a house?
Like, Cynthia's pretty much homeless.
Yeah.
And how did y'all feel about the excuse? About the appraisal, and she doesn't want to purchase a house that's worth more.
Well, I don't blame you. You don't want to purchase a house that's not worth, you know, the amount that they're giving you, especially when you guys agree to a certain amount to cover, and then they want to take it up a notch.
So I'm not too familiar with real estate, so I wasn't exactly sure what she was saying.
Okay.
So what was she saying?
Asking the wrong person. Yeah, I am not in real estate. I'm just saying.
What was she saying?
Well, apparently, I guess they agreed. Her and the realtors agreed to pay for her to cover to pay a set price for it. Then I guess they went up and they said the house is actually worth this amount.
So basically what happens is, before you go buy a house, you can have your house appraised. Mm-hmm. And so, again, I'm also not an expert on this, but you can have your house appraised. Mm-hmm. And that basically tells you, like, the value of the house. So the first appraisal said the house was worth almost $1 million.
Right.
And when the second appraisal was done, it said it was more like around $700,000. So she's like, why am I going to pay all of the, like, $300,000 more?
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know if that's what, I don't know what they agreed on. Right, so now she's going
to
get another appraisal because they were so different.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think she just wants to be sure, because you don't want to buy a, like she was saying, I don't want to buy a house for more than it costs.
Right.
I mean, that's real estate these days, I feel like. But I feel like those two appraisals, there's a big difference.
Yeah, that's two major.
Yeah, I'd be kind of worried
about. I could see if it was like, just something
small.
Well,
and also she didn't want to, she didn't want to initially pay as much as she was going to have to pay for that house. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay.
You know, if she can save some money.
I don't know. I just, you know, I feel like it's always some type of issue with these houses and the women trying to purchase it.
I know.
They eyes bigger than they wallet.
Maybe she need to cut back on the expensive shades that she's selling. Cynthia's eyewear needs to be Cynthia's clearance wear, something that's affordable for everybody. So you can get you some coins.
Yeah, exactly. So we finally make it to the pop-up shop. And Phaedra is charging everybody 50% of what's coming in.
Now, before the pop-up shop, I want to talk about this Portia.
Oh, her short hair.
The short hair and the shade and the jealousy and the, you know, Sheree was like, it's freaking Freck about the crack.
Oh, you're right. Okay, when they were talking and Phaedra had brought up that Kenya's going to come with her to Flint to kind of go and do the
help
camp.
Out, yeah.
Yeah. And so Portia, being Phaedra's new best friend, is
shocked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so they start throwing shade back and forth and like, I don't even know you anymore. Right. And
then Phaedra said, I'm still getting to know you.
Yeah.
So I feel like Portia was kind of like, what do you mean you're still getting to know me? Like, you know me.
They made it really fun and, like, funny. But
Portia took it to heart.
Yeah, I think Portia was really like, oh my gosh, because this
is
my girl.
A little shade after.
I don't think it was anything that serious.
No, I think it was.
And I think next episode, some shit's going to go down.
You think so? No, but I feel like that's why she, in a way, that's why she gave that money and those donations. Because I feel like she wanted to prove to Phaedra, like, I'm your friend. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm the one, you know. Like, don't be over here trying to scout some new friends. Like, I thought we was building something. And that's just me. Like, it might not have been that. But to me, I think Portia was, like, being that petty, or not necessarily petty, or that, you know,
I feel
childish.
Like, I feel like Portia just felt like insecure because all this time she's been standing up for Phaedra and kind of going at other girls for Phaedra, and now Phaedra's becoming
not
friends
doing
with Kenya.
The same. Yeah.
And she's like, what the hell? Like, I'm going to bat for you, and now you're siding with Kenya.
I just think she's probably shocked that, you know, they are both on the same page because, you know, we know the issues that Phaedra and Kenya went through in other seasons. So,
yeah.
You know, I just think it's Portia being,
you're
know.
Dude. This is what girls do, though. This is what they do to each other. I swear to God, you know, you have one friend, and then you know, she becomes friends with your frenemy.
And the fact
like,
that they're
oh,
on the same
no.
page without Portia knowing they were going to get on the same page. Because usually it's like, girl, why didn't you tell me that
you
was about to be her friend?
I don't know.
No, really. It's like, you didn't even inform me that we were going to be cordial with her.
Is Portia mad?
Is Portia mad or no?
She's definitely mad. I think so.
Is she big mad or little mad?
And also, what did everybody think about Portia's haircut? I was completely shocked.
Bad. You know what they say about women that cut their hair? They're
about to change their
life. About to change their lifestyle.
I mean, I definitely loved it, but I love her more with the long hair.
I love
the
short hair.
She's Portia with the long hair.
Yeah.
Short hair brings out her bone structure, her facial features.
I feel like it definitely makes her more mature. You know?
She's ready for change. She's about to move into her new place.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully her relationship works out with the guy. She looks amazing. She looks really, really good.
Yeah, I do love the haircut. Like, it fits her. A lot of people can't do the short hair, but she's rocking it.
Yeah, sir. Want to do it?
So what did you guys think of what happened at the pop-up shop? Everybody's donating 50%, and we kind of see all the girls doing their different things, their businesses at the pop-up shop.
Let's just start by talking about how shady Kenya was. Kenya was talking about every girl's booth in there, and it was hilarious. First of all, I have to give props to Kenya. I think Kenya had the best booth in the pop-up shop.
Okay.
Super creative. I mean, I love how she had her... I mean, that's how you have to work it.
No,
you know, although
it's
going, although the proceeds are going to, you know, the charity and to a special cause, I think you still have to, you know, kind of set that standard. You have to separate yourself from other booths because it's still a competition,
right?
You know, and I felt like her booth was bad.
It was
on point, so I
it
give Kenya
so
props on that.
I know. Yeah. I was like, this is from Celebrity Apprentice because she was on Celebrity Apprentice last year,
Kenya?
I believe. Yeah, Kenya was.
Okay,
maybe it was last year or 2 years ago. But I was like, man, she learned because her booth looked amazing. But then she was throwing huge shade at
Sheree. What flower pot?
That's all they do. Throw shade.
Man, that was hilarious. That was funny. She had to like these. Sheree had these shirts and plastic cover. It was just like, wow.
That's why I'm still worried about this book. I'm not sure.
Oh,
if it's
Sheree's
gonna be
book.
A success yet.
I think it's gonna be a success because people love. They love gossip.
They love shade.
Especially
in
Atlanta.
They love tea.
I think she's probably going to be more successful as a publisher than she is as
anything else.
As an artist or as a designer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think this book deal is probably going to be dope.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited about the book. Yeah. So while they are at the pop-up shop, mm-hmm. Apollo's parents show up.
Right.
Yes. Which I was shocked by. What did you guys think?
Yeah, I was shocked too. I mean, I had never seen Apollo's parents, actually.
Yeah, I don't think
I
had either.
So, I didn't know that they were mm-hmm. of Caucasian descent.
Yeah.
But that was his stepdad. I guess his real dad may be African-American.
Yeah.
And, of course, the mom is Caucasian.
Right.
But, yeah, I never seen them before. And, yeah, kind of surprising that they're still cordial with Phaedra.
I love that.
They seem to love her, like, a lot.
They
like,
do. Well, Phaedra
almost
said...
almost more than...
Apollo, yeah. Well, Phaedra said that her and Apollo's mom are very close.
Right.
Yeah.
And they looked close.
Like, they had no hard feelings or anything. None. Like, I don't care what you and my son went through. Like, I love you. You're my daughter.
Yeah.
And that's what's important because she has to be there for her grandchild.
Right.
So
that's true.
There's nothing wrong with having a good relationship with, you know, your significant other parents, no matter what you guys went through. So
right.
I love the fact that she has that relationship. She has that close relationship with his mom.
Right.
She seems really sweet, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it seems genuine.
Yeah.
Not like just for the mm-hmm. cameras.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think it's really good for her kids. So I liked seeing that part, but I was shocked at how close they were, especially because I hadn't seen his parents here. So in the end.
First of all, the show was shady. Are we going to talk about the how much the girls contributed to the charity?
How much did
no, that I have. So I didn't get Kenya. So Candy donates $2,500 to Phaedra. Portia gives 100% of whatever she earned that day, but I didn't see what the total. Did they give
an
actual total?
I think she also donated $1,000.
Okay. And Cynthia gave $1,000. Sheree gave
$595.
And so what... Yeah.
That's hilarious. I want to know what y'all felt about that. You know, do you think $595 was enough? You know, I personally... It's just funny because I'm comparing it to the amount that the other ladies contributed.
Well, maybe that was her 50%.
That was her 50%.
So she really didn't make that much money at the
bar. Right.
But no, the other ladies, they took money out of their pocket,
right,
and they contributed. They gave all proceeds to the charity, and also they, you know, went out of pocket and provided some money for the charity. So the thing is, I know she probably got more than $595, even if that's all she profited from the event. So I'm just saying.
Are you thinking maybe she's building this house?
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
Nobody tell her to build a house. She can always move into a townhouse.
Well, what happened?
No. She's been building this house forever. She better move into this house. I do not want
to
see her in
this
townhouse.
I can't wait to see
this
house.
This better be a castle, Sheree. Yeah. You've been building this for 10 years.
Sheree.
So how much did Kenya donate?
I didn't see that number. You know, they were showing it so quick. Let me see if I can find.
Because I guess the only people that we don't know how much they donated was Phaedra and Kenya. They collected or earned $7,500 for charity. Mm-hmm. Phaedra wanted it to be $10,000.
Yeah,
and
she said
it was a little
enough,
short.
But it's definitely generous.
Yeah.
And yeah, I feel like that was like.
So do you feel like it was a successful pop-up shop?
I do, actually.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
The ladies, actually, everybody got along, you know,
exactly.
Despite the...
It was no drama. Like, everybody did what they were supposed
despite
to do.
Despite the Marlo and the Kenya conversation, right. Even that didn't go, that went well.
Yeah.
You know, surprisingly.
As much as it could have.
But I think, just overall, it's good to see these ladies come together for something that's so special, you know, for a special cause, and without any drama, supporting each other outside of the shade. You know, it seemed like they had a big turnout. And, you know, it's extremely important because, like, this Flint, Michigan water crisis is a big deal, you know, and it's a big issue. And I feel like a lot of people, they overlook it. You know,
right.
They think, oh, because it happened, you know, okay, it's in their area. It's not affecting me. So let me not, you know, participate in it. But I'm glad that, you know, the show in itself highlighted this because people, they still need help to this day. So
exactly.
Make sure you guys go support.
Instagram.
Go support. You can look it up. Go to their website. And, you know, there's different ways that you can contribute to, you know, their foundation and helping them out with this issue. So
yeah, I think it's been 2.5 years.
Yes,
and
ridiculous.
They still don't have clean water.
It's crazy.
Like, just imagine, you know,
crazy,
you
crazy,
personally
crazy.
2.5 years without clean water to drink, to bathe in, to shower.
Yes,
you know, that's kind of
It's horrible. A big deal.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Thankfully,
and
the
I feel
ladies,
like we didn't even get aware to it until maybe a year had already passed, and now it's like a year and a half has still passed, and then people probably forgot and think that the problem is fixed. Still not fixed.
Yeah. Yes. So thankfully they all came together. You know, listen, these women, I mean, these are powerful women. They, you know, they represent, you know, so many young women. It looks up to them.
Yeah.
So I'm just glad to see they came together.
No drama, no
arguments.
Because it could have been a
disagreements.
Lot of drama.
It was just fun, you know, a fun last scene to this episode.
Yeah. Right.
Just, it was actually set up for drama, but... There was no drama.
I know.
Yeah.
I was shocked. Yeah.
Because usually that's when they get into these arguments at these charity events. So.
I know.
No drama.
So, before we move on to next episode, do we want to do any news and gossip? I know you had a post about Candy.
Oh,
you want to bring that up?
Yeah.
Okay,
I can bring up this post.
So one of our viewers.
Yes. AfterBuzz TV News.
Yeah. It's news and gossip.
What's that?
So one of our viewers had mentioned that we don't do news and gossip, so we figured we'd bring you a little news and gossip, and maybe this is
a
something
tea.
That we can... Yeah.
All right, so I was searching on the Shade Room. I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys go to the Shade Room and get your daily gossip. But no, Candy, she's not playing with you guys. She's not playing with you fans out there, and she's clapping back. So a fan basically posted, "You irk my nerves, Candy. You put on this front like you are nice and charitable, but this season you seem to be angry and like you don't want to be bothered. Now all of a sudden you beefing with Portia. Kenny is not your friend. She is a user and an opportunist. So Kendi wasn't playing with this young lady right here. So she clapped back and she said, what are you talking about? You haven't even seen the episode, but you're assuming I started beef with Portia. She got snappy with me first. Please don't assume you know how it went down from a clip. Not one time have I started anything with Portia. She chose to put herself in the middle of drama between Phaedra and I. Hopefully you will get clarity as the season continues.
Wow.
And if you watched our interview with Kendi, Kendi is not, you know, trying to, she's basically just showing who she really is. And it's not even a bad person. She's just standing up for herself and not being, you know, the closed mouth, quiet Kendi that lets people do whatever they want to do like she was in all the past seasons. It's just like, now I'm standing my ground.
How do you feel about it?
I'm going to clap back when I need to clap back. I don't even feel like she's clapping back out of turn or out of place, you know?
You gotta stand up for yourself. You know, I think a lot of people, they try to step on Kendi just because she seems like she's always neutral in situations. But, you know, Kendi is defending herself. I mean, she's a boss lady. She has a lot going on. She really don't need this show. So, at the same time, you know, I'm about to come to her sideways, especially when you're only getting just a gist of what's going on in this episode. You don't see what, you know, the parts they took out.
Exactly.
They're probably going to add on to the story. So, I do like the fact that Kendi is standing up for herself, you know, this season, because I mean she's super cool, super dope, and you know it's just, I feel like a lot of times, you know, people take advantage of the, you know, of her. So,
and then that is the main reason she's clapping back this season, because after 9 seasons, after 8 seasons, she sees how the editors will, you know, manipulate the situation. And so originally she thought she was being, you know, doing the right thing, or just like doing the right thing by not saying anything or just being herself. But it's just like, after editing, her right thing looks like the wrong thing. So it's like, now I have to do what I need to do to make sure that my image is okay, my character is, you know, supported or in the right light.
I love it. So aside from Candy's clapback on social media, Portia is also on Celebrity Apprentice. Have you guys seen it at all?
I haven't.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you guys should check her out on Celebrity Apprentice. She's actually really good.
So Kenya, then Portia.
Yes, so Kenya was first. Kenya was actually hilarious on
Celebrity
Apprentice.
Wait, I thought NeNe Leakes was first.
Really? So, yes, NeNe was seasons ago.
Yeah.
And then
Kenya. See, I've never watched Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh, it's funny. Okay. So, Kenya was hilarious on there. And now Portia. And Portia's actually, I was telling Justin, she's actually really good on there.
Okay.
She acts like somewhat of an idiot on the show.
Portia?
But on Celebrity Apprentice, she's not. She is charge.
Okay.
She's, like, boisterous. Yeah. She's really good. So, check her out on Celebrity Apprentice. She's still in.
Okay.
Yes.
Go, I'm right, Portia. So next episode, we see Kenya and Phaedra finally go up to Flint, and we see them driving up there. We see Kenya speaking with the kids, and then Portia and Todd have a little discussion, and I don't know, it's not looking good, but and then we also see Bob and Sheree in some kind of weird
situation. Like a sexy dance
situation.
Or something.
Right. Yeah.
And I actually talked to a friend about Bob and Sheree, and I was saying how Sheree's new venture with her book, hopefully it'll be successful, and if it is successful, she'll leave Bob. If it's not successful, she might think about getting back with him. So
you
that's why
so?
She's in limbo right
now.
Okay. So it's like, just in case.
Wait and see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's what I think.
And then lastly, we see a huge fight at, like, a dinner that the girls are at.
Right.
Yeah.
It's about time.
Yeah.
It is,
but I have no idea what is going on.
It could be about.
I think it's probably that the Portia and Kendi situation, because remember, it was an article that came out about them getting in. I don't think it was a physical confrontation, but they had, like, you know, a serious argument.
Yeah, and that still hasn't.
So maybe this is what it is.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see it.
All right. Anything else that you guys have before we go?
Not at the moment.
No. If you want to be somebody, you want to go somewhere, you better wake up. Just get out of the
That was great. We always need that motivation and that inspiration.
Oh, no.
That's what we need to do at the end of the episode.
Yeah. Any episode, we can have that.
All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for tuning in. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. I'm Jesse Zahner, and you can find me on all social media at Athletic. And tell everybody where they can find you guys.
All right. Mo Classified. Find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Mo Classified.
Jay Hart. Find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at It's Me, Jay Hart.
And we will see you guys next week. See ya.
Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.